How are you?
Happy, happy Tuesday.
Man, good to have you here today. I have some extra energy. Can I share it with you? You can take it and pass it around if you'd like to, and it multiplies really well. So you can take it and just multiply it and pass it out all over the place. Optimism and fun and positivity and real life, too, because it's kind of wacky out there these days, isn't it? Okay. All right. So here's what I want to talk about today. Why would you take a good thing? Your life is going pretty well, right? Why would you take a good thing and then mess it up? Now, this is a personal thing because I've done it before. Life is good. What is Scott doing? I get itchy. But stop it. There is one thing I won't do. We'll talk about that later in the show today. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com every single day. It's just really, really simple stuff. It's you got to get your head down. You got to decide what you want to do. And every single day, get out of bed and go do it. I just got back from the gym just a few minutes ago. I was there 45 minutes, I think. My wife is like, you're leaving already? I said, yeah, well, I know what I had to do. I came and I pumped up. She said, my, you look beefy and strong today. But I walked in knowing exactly what I had to do. I did it and I left and I was done with it, on with my day. Ultimately, that's what you have to do to get what you want every single day. And that's what this show is all about, is to remind you, even if you're like, I don't feel like it. I stayed up too late last night binging Netflix or had a couple glasses of wine. I don't care. Get up and do what you said you were going to do. Why would you not do the things you said you want to do anyway? I don't understand that. My name is Scott Smith. I'm founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. Happy to have you here today. It's going to be a good show today. Have you ever had 15 windows on your computer open, trying to keep up with all the moving parts of your life? Man, that is me all the time. But I found a solution. It's a pretty cool one too. Notion combines notes, docs, and projects into one space that's simple and beautifully designed. It's really awesome. And it's flexible. You can use it any way you want to. Everything else is way too restrictive. These productivity tools you find, they sometimes lock you in a box, and that's not good. By the way, today's Daily Boost was originated and created using Notion. It's great for pulling together and organizing lots of information into a workable system or a podcast. And the fully integrated Notion AI will help you work faster, write better, and think bigger doing tasks that normally take hours and seconds. Try Notion for free when you go to Notion.com/dailyboost. That's all lowercase letters, Notion.com/dailyboost. To try the powerful, easy-to-use Notion AI today. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show, The Daily Boost. Notion.com/dailyboost. So why would you... Why would you take a good life that you've already got going right now and mess it up, right? I mean, growth and change, that's what most people strive for. If you're listening to this show right now, I know you're about growth. I know you're about change. No. Scott, no, I don't like change. Well, listen, change is going to come anyway. Get used to it, okay? And if you're a human, you're here to grow. So that's why we're here today, to grow and become something that we want to be. And you want to be something different than I want to be. That's fine. It drives us, doesn't it? It's what drives us to create an amazing life, to get more in our life. And when I say more, it's not more bigger houses or cars or money. If you want that, yeah, fantastic. But it's just becoming more of who you are, and that's entirely up to you. I know, it's a scary thought, isn't it? What does that mean? I'm in charge of what I want to do. I'm not trained for this. Nobody ever educated me. How can I sit down and figure out what I... Listen, you're doing it anyway. You are. So, yeah. We want to drive ourselves forward to grow to that next level, if you will. Now, in 16 years that I produced this program, the Daily Boost Podcast, I've had the good fortune to speak to, at this point, thousands of people. It's crazy. I never saw it coming, didn't plan on it. I just started doing what I'm doing, and suddenly y'all reached out to me, and then, boy, before you know it, I'm busy. But you know, when you look back on that, you get a perspective. You get a world view of that. And I have seen that most people are at various stages of their life, and most have had a goal of being happy. Would that be you? Just be happy, whatever that means. I like to be joyful, because joyful doesn't have to have an outcome. You can just be joyful. It's okay to be happy, too. It's okay to get do things that make you happy, but be joyful. It's a lot easier to go through your day in the crazy world we live in now. Yeah, it's just crazy. It is. Always been that way. Don't worry about it. Just social media makes it seem worse right now. It's easier to live a joyful life. And I bet you know people who do that, huh? But there's an issue that keeps popping up. As people, you and that guy over there and these other folks, they're going about, they're enjoying the life they built. That natural desire for growth kicks in. And people find themselves like, well, they're driving harder and harder, usually without thinking about it. Man, could be about passion, but most of the time, what I see is people are just fixated on making more money. And that's when they take off running, because an opportunity comes their way. A thought pops in their mind. Somebody says, hey, we could do this. You should do this. You should do that. Let's go do it. And boom, they're off and running. I see it happen all the time. So one day I'm chatting with a friend of mine and about living a good life and how hard people work to mess up a good thing. I will tell you, I work with so many people on a coaching basis, not only individual with some pretty high-end, you know, consulting clients, and also some groups that I pull together and chat with people all the time. I see a lot of this stuff. I am blown away how much folks will overthink all the little things going on when life is pretty darn good. Blown away by it. Well, anyway, my buddy asked a really good question. Hadn't heard this before. Really made me stop and think for a second. He said, well, you got to ask yourself this question. When life is good, why would you do something else only to make more money? When life is good, why would you do something else only to make more money? You get that, right? Well, if you're completely driven by money, that's fine. Some people are, some people aren't. If you are, great. Well, of course, Scott, that's who I am. It's the chance to make more money. Life is good. I want it better. I'm going to make more money. But if life is good, say you got enough money, say you got your rent and your mortgage paid, and you got everything you want, life is pretty good. Just because an opportunity popped up that you could make some money, why would you do it? I can tell you one thing, I'll never do it, ever. I will consider it. I sit down, I say, okay, great, opportunity, cool, here. Here's the thing, whenever somebody comes to me with an opportunity to make more money, I'm pretty well thinking, okay, let's dig down underneath this and figure out what's going on. Because my life is going to be impacted by it. My sleep at night, my energy during the daytime, everything is going to be really massively affected by what this thing that has come into my life. So I'm going to sit down and say, okay, so if I ask that question, why, if my life is good, would I do anything else only to make more money? The answer is I won't, but I will sit down and say, okay, how will my life be improved beyond where it is right now when I go after this? And if I can find that balance, if I can figure out what that balance is, if it makes sense to me that I'm going to actually improve every level of my life and just not put more money in the bank, I'm going to do it. And of all the people I chat with on the phone, that's usually what it comes down to. And many times I'll ask them that. Well, it's a good opportunity, but what about the rest of your life? Going to stay married? Kids still going to like you? Doesn't say making money is not a really good thing. It is. You need money as much as you can get. Just go collect all the money you can. It's just important to make sure that you focus on what is right in front of you, the good right now, and remain balanced as you happily grow your life. I know it's a simple thing, but in terms of the world, like I have a mantra that I do in the morning called mornings are mine. And the reason I call it mornings are mine, it's the world moves really fast and it gives me the chance to be that happy person, to evaluate every opportunity coming my way and then decide what to do with it. It's a powerful force that drives humans to grow at any cost. There's no doubt about that. And sometimes that cost, man, it's way too much. And you wake up one day and you say, what was I thinking? Oh, you haven't ever said that, have you? You've never said that. You've never gotten into anything and suddenly you're like, oh, what was I thinking? And maybe you admitted it to your wife or your partner or something and said, oh, what was I thinking? And if you're like me, your wife usually says, yeah, I was wondering the same thing. What the hell were you thinking? Enjoy what you have right now. Really be appreciative of it. You built it. It's yours. It didn't arrive magically. It was yours. Enjoy it. Be appreciative. Embrace it. Have gratitude for it. And as things come your way, decide if it makes your life better. And if so, go ahead. If it makes more money, even better. That is the recipe for success as I see it, no matter how you see it. That's how I see it today. So anyway, if you ever deal with me, and I hope you will someday, you'll find that I will always run through that filter. Often an opportunity comes my way to make cash and I start filtering. People get upset at me like, what are you doing? Come on, let's do it. I said, there's more involved here, man. There's more involved. I've learned that lesson. If I've learned any lesson, I've learned that one. Okay, tomorrow, what's your big motivating mission? This is the Beyond the Why. We talk about this often. We'll talk about that a bit tomorrow's show. After that, how to amp up your creative productivity. I have done 10,000 podcasts. I can create at will. I'll talk about how I do that on Thursday's show. And Friday, why you shouldn't share your plans with anybody else. Stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Stop publicly announcing things to the world. Just get down to it. We'll talk more about that on Friday and why you should and how to do it. It's going to be a great week. You have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow right here on The Daily Boost.